to everyone out there in Radio Land. We're happy to be back before you. This is the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and we thank you for being on the broadcast in this new year, 2022. Now, as we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, Evangelist Cynthia will lead us in a word of prayer. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, my Father. We thank you for all things that you have done for us, Lord. We thank you for another year, my God. Thank you for how you blessed us and kept us. Thank you for your love and your kindness towards us, my God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to look down on us with compassion tonight, God. Have mercy upon our souls, Lord. Let sins be forgiven, my God. Blot out transgressions, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we ask you to go out there and listening, man, my God. Touch right now, my God, the souls that are sick with the COVID virus, Lord. Touch, my God. Heal, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be incarcerated, my God. Oh, my Father, give them a mind to seek your face, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be institutionalized, my God. Help right now, my God. Touch the mind, my God. Restore the mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, move in signs and wonders and work miracles, Lord. Sing your word tonight, my God. Send our anointing, Lord. Oh, Father, send power tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done, my God. Save a soul, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, heal and deliver tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, anoint the speaker of the hour, my God. Oh, Father, send your power and anointing upon them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, my God, on that soul that's nearest to hell, God. Have mercy right now, Lord. That prostitute walking the street, Lord. Have mercy, God. That drug dealer, Lord. Have mercy, God. That drug addict, Lord. Have mercy right now, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. Look on the murderers, my God. Have mercy right now, Lord. Give them a mind to change their mind, Lord. Change their heart, God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move in signs and wonders, Lord. Let your will be done tonight, my God. Have your eternal way, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, look on the prayer list, God. Save, heal, and deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done and have your eternal way, my God. Oh, Father, these and all things we ask of thee tonight. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. And I will be reading from the 47th number of Psalms. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. Who are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belongs unto God. He is greatly exalted. Thank God for the reading of the 47th number of Psalms.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the opening scripture and for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. And we want to thank you for tuning in once again to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. And we want you to feel free to tune in if you want to. You can call us, call the call-in number. Praise the Lord. And the number. Praise the Lord. It's 701-802-5175. And the access code is 5847681 pound. So if you'd like to call in and be a part of this broadcast, you can call that number and you will be on the broadcast. And we also want to thank the Lord for Evangelist Sheila Hameen being on the broadcast, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Sister Cheryl, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. Praise the Lord. So we are praying for all of those who are sick and afflicted and the following people we want to remember in our prayers. And that is Mother Lily Tyler, Jada McBride, Pastor Tony Evans, Benitra Blackshear, India West, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, and we want to keep them in our prayers. Edmund Jr., praise the Lord. Sarita Logan, Francis Quinones, Cynthia Taylor, Makaya Henderson. Also, we want to pray for Jermaine Donaldson, Tynasia Clark, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, Mary Anderson, Shirley Donaldson. Also, we want to pray for Mother Barbara Austin, Stephen Allen Sr., Stephen and Terrell Allen, Patrick and Montrell Miller, Dave Paldo. And we want to keep praying for all of the bereaved families, the Parham family, which is my first cousin. She lost her son. So we want to continue to pray for them and all those who are on the sick list, all those who are incarcerated, all those who are institutionalized. We want to remember them in prayer because prayer changes things. So we thank God for this new year, how the Lord has spared our lives and allowed us to enter into the year 2022. So we want to offer up some praises unto the Lord and give God some thanks for allowing us to come over into this new year. We don't want to slight God because he's been too good to us and his name is worthy to be praised. At this time, we're going to have remarks and words of encouragement coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen and also Evangelist Cynthia Edmond.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this broadcast, the Gospel Truth broadcast, and thank the Lord for just blessing us to be on this broadcast one more time. So glad that you took the time to tune in on this evening. And I'm looking forward to a great time in the Lord. And I want to encourage you to just think about how good God has been to us. He is worthy of the praise. He is our great King, and he is the King of all the earth. He has allowed us to see a new year. He gave us this time that we can render praise unto him. And in that psalm, that word of God that was read, it was very emphatic on singing praise to God, but the part that stood out with me is singing praises with understanding. You have to understand that we have a right to praise God. Hallelujah. And we should sing to the glory and honor of God. Don't worry about, I can't carry a tune, or I don't know this note or whatever. Just sing praises unto God when it comes from the heart.
Yes.
Render that praise up to the Lord in song. hallelujah, God will send down the blessing upon you and overtake you. Glory be to God. So I just want to encourage you to come on and let's join together in singing praises unto God, giving him praise. The first verse says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. So we
yes.
can take time and clap our hands and just stomp
yes.
our feet. You can even
yes.
leap for joy. I don't know about you, but I'm glad. I'm happy
yes.
to see 2022.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm happy to be here in the land of the living so I can
Amen.
Give praise to my God just a little while longer. So I encourage you tonight to just come on and let's praise him together. Let's sing praises unto the Lord. Even from your heart, you can
Amen.
Sing unto God. And even if it's not coming out of your mouth, you can have a song in your heart and
yes.
sing unto the Lord. Glory be to God. So I'm excited about this broadcast tonight, and I encourage you to come on, join in. Join
Amen.
In and bless.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for those beautiful remarks. I'm just going to sing a song. Jesus, I love you because you love me. All your blessings you bestowed upon me. And how you keep me going day by day. Jesus, I love you in every way. Jesus, I love you because you love me. All of your blessings you bestowed upon me. And how you keep me going day by day. Jesus, I love you in every way. I love you because you love me. Lord, I love you, I love you. I love you because you love me. Jesus, I love you because you love me. All of your blessings you bestowed upon me. And how you keep me going day by day. Jesus, I love you in every way.
Praise God. I want to encourage you out there that's listening in. Let's take the word of God and apply it unto our hearts and live by it, and we will be saved. Praise the Lord. Jesus, I love you because you love me. Not that we loved him, but because he loved us. We are thankful for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And now at this time, we're going to bow our heads for a short word of prayer before we go into the word of God. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this year, 2022. We thank you for how you spared our lives and allowed us another chance to project the word of God. We pray that you will touch some soul, that you will save, heal, forgive, and deliver, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Going to the word of God in the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter of Genesis, and beginning with verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Praise the Lord. My title tonight is Provision in Time of Need. And my theme, God will make the way. I don't know about you, but I can truly say that God will make the way. He is a provider, and he knows how to make a way, create a way where don't be a way. But God can make it. He can take nothing and make something. Glory to God. And this is what he did in this case with Abraham. Abraham so willing to do the will of God, and it showed, the angel of the Lord saw how that Abraham truly did fear God and was willing to do the will of God. And he offered up his own son, not sparing his own son. But how many times do we spare our own children? How many times do we spare our loved ones to be willing to give up? If God speak to us and tell us what he wants us to do, where he wants us to go, the sacrifice he wants us to make, we have to be willing to fear God enough that we make the sacrifice that God wants us to make. Hallelujah. We got to learn to put God first. Family is not first when it comes with God. We have to do what thus saith the Lord. We have to fear him enough that we put God first in our lives and do what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. When the Lord called us into this ministry, he called us. He didn't call our children. He didn't call our loved ones. But he called us into this ministry. And some God spoke to. He had spoken directly to them. And he told them what he wanted them to do. And I can be a witness that the Lord, he will speak to you. He'll speak directly to you. I'm reminded of Saul when he was on his way down to Damascus, hallelujah, to beat the people of God and to put them in prison. But God stopped him, hallelujah, knocked him from his feet, and he began to acknowledge God. And he said, "Who art thou, Lord? Who art thou?" And Jesus said, "I am Jesus, hallelujah, whom thou persecuted." Glory to God. But God spoke to him, and the people that was with him, they didn't understand. They didn't hear. When God spoke to Paul, he changed his name from Saul to Paul. But those who were standing by, they didn't hear when the Lord spoke to Saul himself. And that's the way it is with our family members. Hallelujah. They didn't hear God when he spoke directly to you and you and you. Hallelujah. So we know what God already told us to do. But many times we put God on the back burner, and we want to do it when we get ready to. We want to put God last, and we put our loved ones, our jobs, our prestige. Hallelujah. We want to put that ahead of God. But God, he won't have it that way. We must fear God enough that we'll do what he told us to do, even if it means a sacrifice, if it means we have to give up our job, if it means that we have to give up our livelihood. Glory to God. We have to learn to trust in the Lord and do what thus saith the Lord. We have to learn to take God at his word and move by faith, even though we don't see the way. But God said it, and we know that God said it. So we ought to be willing to do the will of God. Glory to God. We ought to be willing to fear God and command his word. Fear him enough, so much so that we receive the word of God. Do what he told us to do. If it costs our life, if it costs our job, if it costs our livelihood, hallelujah, if our own family members turn against us, hallelujah, and they don't believe in what you're doing, we have to learn to trust in God. Hell, we need God to help us to learn to move by faith, even though we don't see the way, but the way is there. Hallelujah. If God said it, God will do it. He will make the way for us, just as he did for Abraham. Abraham went on down. He found the mountain. Hallelujah. And he began to lay his son on the wood and began. He was ready to slay his son and light the fire. But the angel of the Lord, God, I said, God made a way. Hallelujah. And the angel began to speak to him to stay his hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he was able. He was able. His son was able to live because God had the way already made. A ram was caught in the thicket. You see, God, he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. He knows how to make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. God got his own method. Sometimes we renege on God and we try to make our own method, but we got to learn to take God at his word and trust in him and fear his name and let him work it out for us, because when he does it, everything will be all right. If we do it on our own and of ourselves, we will make a mess of everything. Glory to God. That's why we have to trust in God and take him at his word and do what he told us to do. The Bible says, and he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son from me. Glory to God, his only son. He loved his son. Hallelujah. He was beloved of Abraham. But he was willing to give up his only son, just as the Lord gave up his only begotten son, that we might have life, that we may be able to live. Glory to God. Reading on down a little bit further, the scripture said in verse 13, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. Now he called the second time out of heaven and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Now see, the Lord promised all of this. He said that in blessing, hallelujah, and he made the sacrifice. And God said, in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Glory to God. There's a blessing in obeying the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you obey the voice of the Lord will make you happy. God will make the way. He'll open up the door. He'll blessings in your life. He'll bless your feet because you was obedient to the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said in his word, if you obey my voice, hallelujah, you will eat the good of the land. But if you be disobedient, then you're going to be cursed. Hallelujah. He'll curse your basket. You won't have food to eat. He'll bless. Hallelujah. You'll have food to eat if you obey the voice of the Lord. It's time. It's time to obey the voice of God and do what he told us to do. And sometimes it will cost you your livelihood. It will cost you friends and loved ones and the ones that's supposed to be close to you. Hallelujah. But that's all right as long as you obey God and do the will of God. Thing will work out fine. Going over to the book of Psalm 78 and beginning with verse 1. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to skip down to verse 11. There's a lot of verse scriptures here, but we're going to read some of them. Verse 11, it says, and forget his works and his wonders that he had shewed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the water to stand as a heap. When the children of Israel was going through, glory to God, they was going through the wilderness. They were in so much trouble, so much stress, but God had mercy on them, and he divided the sea and made the way that they might pass through. All these great things God did, they didn't know how they were going to make it. They didn't know how they were going to get on the other side. But God, he divided the sea, and he caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as in heap. Hallelujah. In the daytime also, he led them with a cloud all the night with a light of a fire. Hallelujah. They didn't know how they were going to see at night. God made the way, and he led them through the wilderness by the light of a fire. And in the daytime, he led them with a cloud. God did all these things. He clayed the rocks in the wilderness, and he gave them drink when they needed water. God made a way out of no way. He opened up the rocks and caused the water to gush out, and they began to drink of the water. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused the water to run down like rivers, and they sinned yet more. They continued to sin against God. They sinned even more. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and they sinned more against him by providing the most high in the wilderness, and they tempted God in their heart by asking meat. Because they were lusting. They were lusting for the meat. Hallelujah. God give them food and bread, and they still wanted meat. And God gave them the meat. And yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Glory to God, he can furnish a table in the wilderness. He did it for them. Hallelujah. Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflow? Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore, the Lord heard this. He heard it, and he began to be wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted in his salvation. You see, when we renege on God, it's because we're not trusting in God. We're not taking God at his word. Hallelujah. Especially when we know it was God who spoke to us, and he spoke directly to us. I wouldn't want to be in that situation. Hallelujah. Knowing that God himself has spoken to me, and then I try to renege on his will. Hallelujah. I tell you, they tempted God in the wilderness. My Lord, the verse 22 says, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation, though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven and had rained down manna upon them to eat and had given them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. God gave them angels' food. Hallelujah. He sent them meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow into heaven. And by his power, he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust. Glory to God. It was so much food. It was as dust that God had rained down, and feathered fowl like as the sand of the sea. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitation. So they did eat and were filled, for he gave them their own desire. You see that? God gave them their own desire. He made the way. Hallelujah. God will make the way. He is a provider. And if we do what he told us to do, God will provide a way for us. We don't have to fret. We don't have to doubt God. We don't have to worry, because the God we serve, he is an able God. He is an on-time God. He'll be right there when you need him most. You just have to take God at his word and trust in him with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but take God at his word. Believe on him when he speaks. Take him at his word, because God cannot lie and he not fail. He is a way maker. God will use his own method to open up a door for you that may be closed. God, he can do it, and God will do it. If we trust in him, he is a provider. He'll make a way in the time of need, when you are in need and seem like there is no help. If you continue to trust in the Lord and look to him and take him at his word, he will provide the way. Glory to God. He made a way for the children of Israel. He made a way for old Daniel when he was in the lion's den. Hallelujah. The lions waiting to eat him. But God, I said, God stepped in and closed the lion's mouth. The lion couldn't even eat Daniel. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. thou shalt be fed. God will feed us. He will make a way. He'll put finances in your pocket. He'll make a way. When it seems like you've had your last meal, God, I said, God will provide a way. He'll send somebody with food, hallelujah, and put it on your table. I'm a witness that God will do it because he did it for me when there was no money. God, I said, God provided a lump sum of money that I was able to pay my bills when there was no food. God provided. Somebody came and dropped off a bag of food. Hallelujah. God made a way when I had no job. God, I said, God, step right in. He made a way and gave me a job and caused me to work that job for 28 long years. And I was able to retire. Hallelujah. I retired from that job, but I didn't retire from the will of God. Hallelujah. I'm willing to work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. Hallelujah. Time is running out. We got to put our time in. Because payday is coming at the wire. God, I say God will make a way. God will open up a door. God is a way maker. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thought about the Hebrew boys. Hallelujah, when they were cast into the fiery furnace, but they trusted in God, they refused to bow to that king, hallelujah, and to the golden image. They trusted their God, and God, I said God, went right in the fire with them. The Bible said in his word, hallelujah, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. They trust in God, and he delivered them. He delivered them out of the fiery furnace. And when they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. Hallelujah, their hats were still on their heads. Glory to God. I believe the king looked in, and it said, it looked like four of them, hallelujah, and the fourth one looked like the Son of God. I tell you, God will go in the fire with you. God will go in the trouble with you. He said, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. God, he will go with you. God is our refuge and a very present help in trouble. When you're in trouble, God will be right there in the trouble with you. He'll bring you out all right. He'll fix it for you. God will. Not your mother, not your brother, not your job, not your loved ones. But God will. He'll be right there when all others forsake you. He said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. But Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. He won't walk out on you. He'll be right there just when you need him most. He's a provision in the time of need. Hallelujah. God, I said God will make a way. He's a way maker. He's a door Glory to God. I thank him for what he has done. I believe him. I take him at his word. Hallelujah. The Lord has moved already. He has already made a way since stepping out by faith on the word of God. He said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Hallelujah. Since stepping out on God's word, the Lord, I said the Lord has come in and made a way financially. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Remaining.
To send the blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank him for it. Thank you, Jesus. He is a way maker. He's a door open. He'll create a way. He'll make a way that you may be able to bear whatever you have to go through, tests, trials, bereavement, hallelujah, sickness. He will make a way. And I'm glad about that. I just thank God for his word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Preach it.
Hallelujah. Yes,
yes Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There may be somebody out there that's reneging on God. You need to trust God right now. Take God at his word. Step out on his word and do what he told you to do. Hallelujah. Don't matter whether they like it or not, but do what thus says the Lord. Be obedient to the will of God, and he will make a way. Hallelujah. Somebody, you need to trust God tonight in the name of Jesus. As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we come before you. We need you, Lord. We want you to touch and bless. We want you to help somebody to take you at your word, to trust in you with all their heart and lean not to their own understanding, but taking you at your word by faith, although they don't see the way, help them to step out on your will in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord, to move by faith. Help, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Stir up the gift in somebody. Help them to do your will. Help them, Jesus, to preach your word, to go where you send them, to say what you want them to say. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art a way maker. We know you're a door opener. We pray, Lord, that you will have your way, that you will do it, Lord, that you will move, Lord, by your spirit. Take full control, Lord. Jesus, we need you. We're waiting. We're depending on you. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our very present. We're waiting on you, Lord. Move, Lord, by your spirit. Move, Jesus, in a mighty way. Help somebody, Lord. Help somebody. Help them, oh, Lord. Let them know you are a way maker. Let them know that you know how to provide. seeking your faith. Help somebody. Help, Lord. Move, Lord, in a mighty way. Oh, my God. Move, oh, Lord. Heal and deliver those names that are listed on the prayer list. We pray that you touch them right now. Heal their bodies. Save their souls. Deliver, oh, Lord. We know thou art a healer. We know you're able, oh, Lord. We believe your word today. We take you at your word. We trust in you, Lord. We know that you're able to do all things. You can do everything, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on every soul that is on this broadcast, every listener. We pray that you touch, bless, save, heal, and forgive. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Be merciful, oh, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord, to drive and to go forward in you. Help us to seek to please you and to do your will. Put your words in our mouth. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to do the will of God. Help us to lift up thy name. Help us to give thy name praise. Glory and honor belong unto you. Your name is worthy. Worthy to be praised. We thank you right now. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You.
Oh, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, oh, hallelujah.
You,
Lord. That's the name
you,
of Jesus. That's
hallelujah.
Your holy name, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name, Jesus. Your name, Lord. Your name, Lord. Your name is worthy. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to worship you, to give your name praise. Help us to lift you up. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us to open our mouths wide that you might fill it. Help us, Jesus. Help us, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh, Lord, to glorify you, for thou art worthy. Your name is so worthy, O Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing. Pray that you continue to go with us. Stand by us, O Lord. Make us what you would have us to be. And we will give thy name the praise, glory, and the honor belong unto thee. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. This part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamid.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for that beautiful, inspiring, and anointed message coming through Evangelist May. She preached under the anointing. Amen. And she told us what the Lord wanted us to know. Provision in time of need, God will make the way. So we have nothing to worry about. If we're out in a field or in the wilderness, God will make a way. He will surely provide what we need. Even though it's not in existence, see to my God, God can speak it into existence to provide what we need when we need it. And I truly enjoyed this powerful message on tonight. And she brought out the scripture so beautifully. And I think about how Abraham was so obedient to God that God began to announce a great blessing upon him. So much so that he would bless him. Just blessing. He said he would bless him in multiplying. He would multiply his seed. And when you think about the stars of heaven and the sand of the seaside, that is a lot. Oh, glory to God. It's innumerable. And this is the way God blessed him because of his obedience. He was willing to offer his one son, the only son that God had given him, own vows, and him and his wife. God gave him a son, and Abraham was willing to offer up his only son because God had asked him to do it. And I tell you, to have that kind of fear and to have that kind of trust in God, it's extremely important for every believer. We need to believe God like that. And Abraham was known as the friend of God. Glory to God. Yes. And in his seed, all the nations are blessed. You know, we got a reason to praise God. It gives us a little bit more understanding of why we're praising God. As the scripture said earlier, praise him with understanding. Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everyone should be giving God the praise. I truly enjoyed that message. I want to say to you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and allow God to have his way in your life. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to open up the broadcast and give way for additional remarks from our other evangelists who are on the
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. Evangelist Maybell talking about provision in the time of need and saying God will make the way. And she really preached under the and prayed under the anointing, speaking of how God began to prove Abraham's faith, but proved that Abraham feared the Lord. She said that sometimes we renege on God. And if, you know, if Abraham had faltered, God could have slain Isaac anyway, but Abraham, he trusted God's promise and God provided for him. And we cannot, don't renege on God. Don't go back. God doesn't go back on us. Don't go back on him. I really enjoyed the word of God tonight. Just want to take the hand of maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Any other remarks?
Praise God. I thank God for the word of God that came through Dennis Mary on the season. She preached out of her soul under the anointing. I tell you, God, he began to preach through her, and the word of God is right. Amen. God, he will provide a way. We just have to continue to trust in him. Amen. And believe that he will do just that. I just thank God for all things. Saints, be encouraged and continue to receive the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful remarks. And, yes, I thank God for that prayer. And I tell you, this woman preached the word of God tonight under the anointing, and she prayed under the anointing. I thank God for sending his anointing on tonight. And I want to say to you who are listening, just receive this word and just take these words in. And know that God will provide for you. You don't have to try to make your own way. You don't have to worry about it. God will take care of you. And we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of the remarks coming to our evangelists. And maybe Sister Rhoda would like to have something to say.
Yes, I really want to thank God so much for this powerful message about Abraham. It's just reminding all of us this year God wants to bless us in a mighty way. But we have to pay attention. We have to obey him.
Yes.
I remember one time when I was in Africa, God wanted to bless me. I wanted to go to Israel. I didn't have any ticket. So God sent a blind man to my house asking me to help him, food and money. And I had $20. I said, now, what do I do now? And one voice is telling me, don't give. And I want to give. So I just gave that man. I said, it's okay. Then I gave that blind man food. He ate. After eating, he lifted his hands up. God bless you. God help you. He started praying for me. I could not believe it. Then he said, don't worry. It's okay. Old man, bye-bye. He just took 1, 2, 3 steps. He disappeared. I said, what? What has happened? I was looking for this man. I could not see him at all. So I went to my knees and I said, God, who is this now? Then God spoke to me in the dream. It is me. I'll bless you, Rhoda. And I'm telling you, sisters and brothers, that particular year, God lifted somebody to pay for me a ticket to go to Israel, free.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's pay attention this year. God is going to test us in many, many, many ways because he wants to bless us, but he wants to see our obedience to him. Let us obey him. Even last year, I really wanted to give a gift to somebody. I said, no, God, I have this little money. Let me give it to this widow who is my sister. I said, let me just give. I can just say like that. Until God gave me double. So
yes.
obey God throughout this year. My brothers and my sisters, we are going to see him in a mighty way. Thank you so much, woman of God. May God continue to use in a mighty way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank the Lord for that testimony coming through Sister Rhoda. That was a witness.
Amen.
You got to obey God. When he speaks to you, you got to move. Glory to God. Some have entertained angels unaware. Glory to God. Sometimes we're so tight-handed, we don't want to give. We don't want to open up our hands and give like the Lord said, give. Hallelujah. And we miss out on our own blessing. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I can be a witness. The Lord led me to give a certain individual some money. And it wasn't a little bit, but it was several hundreds of dollars. Oh, I tell you, the Lord led me to give it to him. And I went on and gave it to him. And way by and by, the Lord began to bless. He began to pour out the blessings. And when the Lord blessed them, they began to bless me. And they blessed me more than a hundredfold. Glory to God. I tell you, the income began to come in. And I was able to get some things done. Went on, put some tires on my car. Bought some tires for somebody else. I tell you, the Lord began to move. And that's not the only time. There's several other times the Lord blessed with the financial blessing because we have to take God at his word and move when he tells us to move. Otherwise, we miss out on our own blessing. Glory to God. Let us be like Abraham, willing to make the sacrifice. God bless you. I tell you, I thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight, and I feel much better. I thank God for this word on tonight because the Lord has touched my soul and blessed and encouraged my soul. I can't speak for you, but I thank God for what he has done for me. Want to encourage the people of God, encourage everyone that's listening. Take God at his word. Trust in the Lord. And he will bring it to pass. I thank the Lord for you, Sister Rhoda. Continue working for the Lord. Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Khadija, continue working for the Lord. Evangelist Cynthia, continue working for the Lord. Let God have his way. If he want to preach to you, go ahead on and let him preach to you. Hallelujah. Let him have his way. Broadcast or no broadcast. If he take over, let him have his way. We don't want to be in a form. We're tired of going in a form and a fashion. But we want God to have his way. So if he take over with you, you let him have his way. We'll just back you up. God bless you. Thank the Lord.
That's right.
We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. And at this time, before we let you go, is there anything else that anyone else would like to say?
Thank God for the anointing. I tell you, I'm just rejoicing, praising God.
Yes. Amen.
Embrace it.
Yes.
2022?
Yes.
It.
Amen.
God. I tell you, my soul is touched. I'm
serious.
Thank you, baby. Ooh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to come on in because you have really stretched out there and just let God have his way. And, it, you know, it's just like
the fire is just getting bigger and bigger. Oh,
yes.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Oh, I feel the fire burning.
Praise him. Glory to God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
oh, Lord, I need that touch. I need that.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, praise God. I'm encouraged by the word of God and what God is doing through this great ministry, the gospel truth, God. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone else? If not, we thank the Lord for this broadcast that brings the broadcast to a close. We love you. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you till Tuesday night at 7 p.m.
Amen. Mm-hmm.